This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has chosen California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, making her the first Black woman and first person of Indian descent to be nominated for a major party's ticket. In his tweeted announcement Tuesday, Biden called Harris a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. Harris, the 55-year-old daughter of an Indian mother and a Jamaican father, was one of nearly two dozen presidential candidates who challenged Biden for the 2020 Democratic nomination. Her presidential campaign faded quickly when many progressives and liberals questioned her staunch support for law enforcement while serving as California's attorney general. She was accused of being out of touch over issues of police violence, questions that are bound to be raised again as Americans protest police brutality against Black people and other people of color. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it was holding talks with Russia regarding its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. In an appearance on Russian television, President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proved efficient and forms and has passed all the necessary tests. The announcement was met with skepticism because the vaccine received Russian approval after less than 2 months of human trials with a limited number of test subjects. Putin said his own daughter had taken the vaccine and after two shots had a normal temperature and what he said was a high number of antibodies. For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Church bells rang and mosques called the faithful to prayer Tuesday as Beirut marked 1 week since the catastrophic explosion that killed at least 160 people and devastated the heart of the city. Last week's massive blast is believed to have been caused by the explosion of 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate that had been improperly stored at the port of Beirut for 6 years. Some 5,000 people are believed to have been injured and 250,000 more left homeless. Meanwhile, demonstrations continued for a third straight day despite the resignation of the entire Lebanese government on Monday. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the parliament building, chanting and throwing stones. Security forces responded with tear gas. Behind-the-scenes efforts began Tuesday to form a new government. Many citizens are demanding an independent cabinet, not supported by any of the political parties that have been accused of mismanaging the country's affairs. Many Lebanese are also calling for an independent investigation into the blast because they don't trust a probe by local authorities. Belarus opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday she fled to neighboring Lithuania after a second night of post-election demonstrations in Belarus with clashes between protesters and police. Tsikhanouskaya, who rejected the official results that showed her losing to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko, said leaving Belarus was a difficult decision, but that she did so for the sake of her children. Egypt has reopened Gaza's main passenger crossing point for the first time in months for thousands of Palestinians who've been stranded on both sides of the border because of the coronavirus crisis. The crossing is to be open for 3 days. Gaza residents holding Egyptian passports or foreign passports and patients seeking treatment abroad will be allowed to exit. It's the first time the crossing's been open since March, and authorities expect some 500 people to leave while the crossing's open. The ministry also said Palestinians stranded in Egypt will be allowed to return home. Gaza has reported 81 cases of the coronavirus, but all of the cases were people who were in mandatory quarantine centers for anyone returning to the territory. There have been no reported cases of community transmission inside Gaza. And more than 70 people were killed and dozens injured in clashes involving soldiers and civilians in South Sudan over the weekend. That's according to local and UN officials. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Tuesday the UN mission in South Sudan received casualty reports from Sudanese authorities. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.